BBC Radio Manchester. Breaking news.
He's given a try, Jack. Well, let's first go to Alice Gregg of some breaking news.
Yeah, we've got reports of a huge fire at Manchester Dogs Home this evening.
Good evening, it's 10 o'clock. I'm Alice Gregor. 43 dogs have died in a huge fire at Manchester's Dogs Home this evening. A man's been arrested on suspicion of arson.
I have to say, it's quite a scene here. There are hundreds of people turning up to help, bringing supplies, bringing donations. In fact, so many people have turned up that the police and the fire service have asked that they don't, because they're blocking people from coming to rescue the remaining dogs that are here.
My name is Paul Duggan. I'm a station commander with Greater Manchester Fire and Rescue Service. Quite a terrible scene for the firefighters, obviously, when they first attended. Just after 7 o'clock, they were called to the report of the fire at North Manchester Dogs Home, which, for those people that don't know it, is in Harper Hay, district of Manchester. Quite an iconic building, quite a famous charity. And when they got here, the firefighters found a fire in the kennel section, which they report to me is fairly well established and spreading rapidly. So the firefighters have immediately asked for more resources, and we've had four engines and a couple of specialist officers, so about 30 firefighters dealing with that fire. Sadly, and before they could intervene, approximately 40 dogs, as you say, we understand, have been killed. However, the better news, if there is, can be a positive news out of this, is that 150 dogs in adjacent buildings, which were at threat of fire, have been saved.
Oh yeah, I'm Inspector Paul Heaton, 2560 RSPCA. We're here primarily at the moment. We've been invited to help out the other charity, because the Manchester Dogs Home is a charity in its own right, and we've been asked to help them out, and we're just happy to assist as best we can.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
Not to this scale. No, we've had fires before at garden centres and at small holders, but not at this stage, really. And it tugs on the heartstrings, because Manchester Dogs Home is part of all our animal welfare, beliefs and everything, really.
Part of Manchester,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can see by the amount of people that have turned out tonight, the whole community and the whole of Manchester knows about it, and they've all come out, really, to be honest, and it's fantastic.
Anna Stansfield, manager of Cheshire Dogs Home, the sister kennels of Manchester Dogs Home. What's happened here tonight is horrific. How on earth it could happen, we do not understand, but we need the police to be allowed to work. We need our staff and the RSPCA to get in to help us to remove the animals to safe environment.